From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A home belonging to Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila has been burned down and a policeman killed in the incident. Kabila was not at the property during the attack. It is not immediately known who was responsible. Congo is embroiled in a political crisis linked to Kabila's refusal to step down as president when his mandate expired 1 year ago. Boko Haram jihadists made a failed Christmas Day attempt to attack Nigeria's major northeastern city of Maiduguri as they were pushed out by Nigerian soldiers after a prolonged gun battle. The jihadists opened fire on a military checkpoint on the outskirts of the city in the late afternoon on Monday, triggering a gunfight that lasted for more than 1 hour. Boko Haram's 8-year insurgency has killed 20,000 people and displaced 2.6 million more in Nigeria. In recent months, attacks on military and civilian targets, as well as raids on remote villages in the northeast, have increased. Russia and China have each signaled a desire for a peaceful resolution to the tensions surrounding North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told state-run media on Monday that no one wants to see a war on the Korean Peninsula and that he hopes the United States is not planning a military approach to resolving the situation. A Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman said that all countries should exercise restraint. The UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution on Friday that limits the amounts of gasoline and diesel fuel North Korea can import. North Korea rejected the new sanctions, calling them an act of war. From Washington, this is VOA News.